November 22nd, hearings, Judge Scheer, Simon Estate, Shirley Estate, Shirley Trust Construction.
Howard Newman, I'm the Hampton Tom Dunn. Do I ask some questions of you?
I usually have you do it, but I'm happy to.
I'll have you do it.
Do you swear or promise to tell the truth? The estate of Simon Bernstein.
I'm from.
Okay, great. Good morning. Can you hear? Do you need to move? You're good? All right. Cool. And I know that we have Mr. Bernstein on the phone?
Correct. I'm present, Your Honor.
All right.
Three children. Again, I said the promotion calendar. I did not think there'd be any objection to it. Obviously, Mr. Bernstein, gentleman on the phone, has appeal pending, and he can pursue his appellate rights.
But he, there's an order issued that he lacks standing on February 1st.
Correct. So, I really thought we walked through the two settlements, get them signed. I'm sure someone's going to appeal them, and, you know, we have to let that happen. We have two relatively modest estates. The estate of Shirley Burson is not making it. And there's about $1 million in her trust. The estate of Simon Burson has well less than $1 million, and we're burning the money every time we do things. So we got into a mediation, and we have a mediation settlement agreement.
Let's start. Okay, so there's a mediation settlement agreement.
Yes.
In the estate of Simon Burson.
Oh, it was a mobile mediation. So what we did was we entered the settlement agreement.
You see me shaking my. The only reason I'm shaking my head is. Go ahead.
There were three pending matters. We got the mediation, all three, resolved all three. So the settlement agreement has been filed, two of the cases.
Got it. Thank you. All right.
And it was, you know, I have a motion. I have the same motion filed in
the other case.
In both cases today. But again, I thought they would be walked through.
The look on my face is because the only thing I had in front of me were the objection to scheduling hearings on motion calendar and motion to special study hearings.
I apologize, we had forwarded, Your Honor, but do you like email or multi-mail?
Whichever you want, as long as I get it.
Email's fine.
And Jerry will send it to me.
Now it's not the most important thing in the world. It's just something that we'd like to get done because it allows us to start to make progress.
Let me ask you. Is the basic line we need, and you're objecting to hearing anything today, Mr. Feynman?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have an outline of what needs to be set?
Yes.
Has everybody seen exactly and approved the outline of what needs to be set? Because I'm going to tell you. No, she's shaking her. Yes? Well, no, sir. Here's what I suggest, and then tell me why I'm wrong, okay? Which, since I know nothing right now, is very likely that I'm very wrong. But I would like to have what I call a 15-minute scheduling conference. But before that happens, you take the lead and you say, here's everything I want to be heard and the amount of time I think we need. And you circulate it. So when you come in, I can do this November 29th at 9:30 so that you don't feel that I'm putting off everything, okay? And I want every person to have had their comments on the piece of paper that somebody will then present to the court prior. This is what we need. We're all going to come here and we're going to set everything we need to set and figure out how we're going to proceed forward in the case. Does that work for you?
That works. And one of our hopes, though, is to find a block of time to have, you know, they're all related matters rather than have 50 hearings and 50 things.
That's something to talk about, too. You know, let's hear these three together. Everybody agree to hear this three together. But if you don't, that's on November 29th. You're going to say, we think they should all be heard together. We think, but then see something like the compromise and settlement approved. That might be something you want heard first.
I understand.
Okay.
I
really appreciate it. I don't want you to take anything. It's good. I'm meeting everybody. I'm getting to see all the players, what we have going on, and then we can proceed forward. And I don't feel horrible since I'm only postponing it a week, so then we can actually have the time just with you all versus motion calendar. You know, the last one essentially before Thanksgiving where I've got a whole crew in here and I don't feel like I give you proper time. And also, in the meantime, I would like to understand a little more of what I'm looking at. So if you could send me, what I would like is the proposal has to be finalized. Is that the proposal? Everything you want to be heard, that list that you're circulating, what does that say? Can you get that list to my Jay by Monday?
Sure.
So I can be educated and I can you know what I mean? So I can look at some of this because I didn't realize there were two separate cases. I saw Ted Bernstein, but now I have idea. I wondered why I got two spats, but then I was okay and it seemed the same objections. So this way I can get up to speed a little more.
I'll provide the data for the dashboard for the RTO of the case, which deals with issues, additions to the list.
Everybody can. If you all get that to me Monday, here's my one thing. It can only be, keep it to two double space pages each. You can't tell me in two double pages, I mean, don't get into all the minutia, but if I cannot have 10 pages from each person to be reading. I can't have 100 pages to be reading. You know what I'm saying? But give me the nutshell so that I'll read the nutshell. Direct me to for more information. Okay? Is that fair?
This is the most important thing, though, that we don't get into. Page has been going, we have a 2011 and 2012 estate. This has been a circus. It was a circus of front Judge Cullen. Came up, got Judge Phillips, as our fourth judge, regained order. We have procedure, we have judgment, we have rulings of who has standing. To some extent, you're like a substitute teacher that's coming into the case. And now, last night, we got 400 pages from Mr. Bernstein filed in violation of those two orders.
Oh, I'm going to read that order before we come back.
Keep those talking.
That's very good.
Your Honor?
Final judgment and the order says probably all I need to tell you.
Your Honor?
One second.
Okay.
One second. Yes.
Understood, Your Honor. Agreed.
Thank you. Now, of your documents, like I'm going to read, I have the trustee motion to approve compromise settlement. I have the order determining he has a class standing. I have the order successor. You'll also give me the two pages. Perfect. Anything else? You didn't get to speak at all. Okay, great. So we'll see you November 29th at 9:30. Mr. Bernstein, yes.
Okay.
Keep in mind I have an order that's outstanding. So you've got 2 minutes.
Okay, Your Honor, that order is only for the Shirley Trust Construction case and the Oppenheimer case, which isn't a part of this hearing today. There's no order issued for standing in the Shirley Bernstein estate or trust cases. So that's a misrepresentation material to the court today by Mr. Rose. Also, there's no guardianship orders issued in the Shirley Bernstein estate or Shirley Bernstein trust, and therefore the guardian consenting to anything in the Simon Bernstein estate or Shirley Bernstein estate is outright criminal with scienter. And she hasn't been appointed. Okay. Further, in the Shirley Trust case, we've learned from Mr. Rose that I was sued as trustee of a Simon Bernstein Trust dated 9/13/2012. That trust does not exist according to his own admissions. Therefore, I'm not sure.
Okay, we're not having this discussion now. All right, sir.
Okay, wait. There was one last point. I have a medical order to not be under stress until December 15th. Until further order of the doctor. Mr. Rose is fully aware of that. Mr. Feeman, Mr. Morrissey, everybody's been served it several times. I put it in my pleading last night. Therefore, if you could... I filed a motion in opposition that Mr. Rose just mentioned that you'll have time to review before the next hearing. But in it is a medical doctor... issued statement that I shouldn't be under stress until after December 15th. It could kill me. And they both know this, and they shouldn't have, you know, scheduled today's hearing without me or consulting with me, as I do have standing in both the Shirley and Simon estate cases. And so, you know, it's putting me under a lot of pressure here, and it could kill me. So could you please postpone any hearings till after December 15th? Based on this doctor's order, it's a neurologist.
I'm only having a scheduling conference on November 29th. You appear today. You can appear. I'm unsure at this exact moment what your status is. So I'm going forward with the November 29th hearing at 9:30. Thank you very much for your appearance today, sir.
Thank
All right,
you.
Next case.